heard round the world.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. And now your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It's Sunday morning, and if you're waking up and you're a little confused, you have the right to, because we have changed the hours. We've lost an hour's sleep. You may think it's 7 o'clock, but it's not. It's only 6 o'clock for a lot of us because of the changing of the hours. So that's why you're feeling a little bit groggy this morning, and that's okay. In the fall, we'll get that extra hour of sleep back, and then we can enjoy the fall season. But right now, it's working for a positive thing. It's going to give us more daylight at the end of the day. So if you look out the window now, it's still dark out, and pretty dark compared to what it should normally be. But what's happening is we're getting that extra hour so that when you come home from work, you can go into the yard and do a little bit of maintenance in the gardens, do a little bit of planting, a little bit of seeding, and that will make things a lot better for you. So let it be dark in the morning when you're getting ready to go to work, but when you get home, there's still daylight for you to enjoy the relaxing part of the day when you're home and out of work. If we can help you with your garden, the number to call is toll-free, 800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. Give us a call. Talk with George. He'll get you set up, and then we'll help you with problems that you may be having or maybe looking for some ideas to do in your gardens or around your property. Call us right now, and we'll all work together. George, who's up first this hour? Okay, Clint, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul.
Morning.
I had a question concerning, I cut back some wild raspberries that come in every year, but they're not plentiful. And I want to know my wood ash or what would be good to put in that area.
Okay, wood ash would be very good. And think of it this way, Clint. You need to have a 5-gallon bucket will do an area 1,000 square feet, which is 100 feet by 10. Okay, so it does a pretty big area for your garden. Now, raspberries, you have fall blooming and you have summer blooming and fruiting raspberries. And the secret with raspberries, we just did an article in the newsletter for raspberries for this week, and it will tell you exactly what to do step by step. But I'll give you a sneak preview of the newsletter that's coming out next Thursday on raspberries. If you have raspberries that produce fruit at the end of the year in the fall, these are fall fruiting raspberries. When the year is over, you need to take your pruners and you need to cut everything to the ground, because fall blooming ones come up in the spring and flower late in the summer to produce fruit in the fall, and then that cane that came out of the ground is no good anymore. If you leave it there, it's going to make leaves and take the energy away from the potential new plants that will give you fruit. Okay? So any raspberry that produces fruit in the fall has to be cut down to the ground in the fall because it's the new branches. Now, the raspberries that most of us have are summer fruiting varieties. Those raspberries are pruned in the spring because they produce fruit on year-old branches. So when you go out in the garden, you're going to see raspberry branches or canes coming out of the ground. If they're taller than 6 feet, cut the tops right off of them and let them grow no taller than 6 feet tall. On the second year, which is right now, so anything that came out of the ground last year is going to produce fruit this summer. When they finish fruiting, you cut all those out, and during the summer, new shoots will develop, and the new shoots that develop during the spring and summer months are branches for next year's raspberries. Okay? But remember, when you've picked the last of the raspberries, get those canes out of the garden, because the second and third and fourth year that those canes are in the garden is nothing but leaves. And that means more energy going to make a green plant that is not going to produce fruit. But if you sign up for the email newsletter, which is go to paulparent.com, at the bottom of the front page, scroll down, you may have to, put in your email address, and there will be a detailed directions on how to plant, how to prepare your soil, what to feed, and how much water and pruning of raspberries. That is going to be in this Thursday's email newsletter. So go there and you'll have all the information you need. We're also going to talk about onions. So if you've had problems growing onions, I'll tell you what you were doing wrong and what you should do to give you the biggest onions that you've ever seen. And in the weeks to come, I'll take different family members of the onions and tell you how to make those grow better. Things like leeks, shallots, and garlic. That's coming up in the weeks to come, plus tomatoes. Now, the number to call, 800-259-9231. Call right now. Talk with George. He'll get you set up, and we'll work together to give you a great gardening season. George, do we have a next caller? Okay, you heard that, folks. We have open lines. Now's your chance. 800-259-9231. Now, remember last year we had a problem with the tomatoes. The tomatoes look great when you planted them. They grew to be about 4 or 5 feet, and all of a sudden the lower leaves started to get all kind of mottled looking. They started going to brown, yellow, and looked like almost within a week or two, the plant just fell apart. Well, that was what's called late blight. It's a disease that went through the entire Northeast in a couple of weeks. It's a fungus disease. Now, there's a couple of things that you can do to eliminate that from happening in your garden this year. The main thing that you need to do is to clean your garden. Get in there with a steel grading rake, rake up the garden, get all of the plant debris out of there, and if there's still parts of plants, pull them out and get the roots out of there. And really clean up your soil. That's step one. Step two, there is a new organic microbe that will help to prevent this from happening again. It's called Active Novate, Active Novate. It's a product developed in Texas from one of the universities. And you're going to apply this product in the hole with the plant at the time of planting. You're going to do it a couple of times during the year, and it's going to prevent this from reoccurring. Now, I want to give you a website to go to where you can get some information on this. It is www.naturalindustries.com. Naturalindustries.com. And when the front page comes up, click on to tomatoes and potatoes, and it will tell you about how to solve this problem. And if you have friends or family members that had a problem with tomatoes, tell them to go to that website. If they go to my website, paulparent.com, click on sponsors, it's right there. But the name of the product is called Active Novate.
We've got a call from Diane.
Actinovate. That's Actinovate. Again, it's all natural, it's all organic, and it will prevent the late tomato blight that we had such a problem with last year. Okay, George, who's next?
We got Diane, and she's got a question about her butterfly bush.
Okay, Diane, good morning. Welcome to, we're coming up on a break. Diane, why don't you hold on? And when we return from the break, we'll help you with your butterfly bush. Let me tell you about Converted Organic Fertilizer. This New England-based company is producing an all-natural, slow-release, and highly effective alternative to chemical lawn and garden fertilizers. Converted Organic Lawn Fertilizer will give you a thicker, greener, healthier, and more vibrant lawn while protecting the things that mean the most to you, your family, pets, and your environment around your home. Look for the results that works the way that nature intended by delivering nutrition to the soil and making it available to the plant when the plant calls for it. All natural converted organic fertilizers will provide you with a more healthy looking plant that will require less care, is more disease resistant, less dependent on watering, and achieves this without the use of chemicals. Converted Organic converts food waste into a product that is rich in nutrients, contains natural plant growth regulators, and organic matter that will enhance your soil, resulting in a stronger plant. Converted Organic, turning food waste into a promise for a greener future. Now the spring is here. Look at your lawn. Are there dead patches here and there? Don't panic. You do not have to reseed the whole lawn. Just use Ultra Lawn Patch from AM Turf. Just sprinkle it on the dead spots. Ultra Lawn Patch is a revolutionary, all-natural mulch filled with quality grass seed and a natural fertilizer in one package. The special mulch will hold the seed in place, keep the moisture there longer for faster germination. That's Ultra Lawn Patch by AM Turf. Bugs and weeds get you down this year? How would you like to save on the products to do the job right the first time? They're just generic. Look for Fertilome Killzall to replace Roundup, twice as strong and half the price. Fertilome's Systemic Insect Drench replaces Bayer Tree and Shrub, half the price and a big savings. And over the top to control grasses in your planting bed. Go to www.fertilome.com, that's F-E-R-T-I-L-O-M-E.com, for a dealer near you.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. goal. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Great news for pure water lovers. The Big Berkey Water Filter is available once again. And stay tuned to hear about a valuable offer from Berkey Water Filters. Choosing the right water purification system can be a daunting task. That's why BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com shows you a cost and benefit comparison. The Berkey Water Filter is economical, with a single set of filters that can last for 5 to 10 years. Berkey Water Filters are healthy and far superior to other filtration systems. They remove harmful pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy chemicals like chlorine. And Berkey water filter systems are powerful enough to purify both treated and untreated water, like stagnant ponds. Get the gold standard in water filters at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. For a limited time, choose a free shower filter, fluoride filters, or two Sport Berkey bottles with every system purchase. And GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Details at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Lose 1 to 2 pounds a day the healthy way and keep it off with the help of the entire Real HCG diet. With an average weight loss of 1.5 to 2 pounds a day, you can be in that bikini or swimming suit in no time. You've heard of people spending over $700 for this exact same diet at doctor's offices? Now you can start the entire HCG diet for under $100. YourHCG.com is the largest HCG reseller in the entire country, and we want to help you. We have helped thousands of people shed unwanted weight, so call YourHCG.com today. No prescription required. No doctor visit required. No painful injections. With every purchase, we'll provide you with everything you need, including your supply of HCG, unlimited one-on-one phone and email support from one of our amazing health coaches, in addition to a large list of menus, diets, and much more. Visit www.yourhcg.com or call us at 877-748-2709 to order your HCG today. Again, that's 877-748-2709 at yourhcg.com. We love you.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club, 800-259-9231. Let's go to the phone lines. We'll talk with Diane about her butterfly bush. Good morning, Diane.
Good morning, Paul.
Tell me what's happening with your butterfly bush.
Well, I have several of them, and I love them, and they do very well. And this one, for some reason, last year grew well, but it was growing sideways, like laying on the ground. I don't know whether to, if I should have to dig it up. I've trimmed it back just the other day, and it's pretty good. It grew, but it's just not going up straight like the others.
Okay. Well, if you pruned it,
yeah,
then the new buds that will develop this spring should grow straight up now.
Okay.
It could have been. You know what probably happened, Diane, is they probably grew it in a container, and I think probably what happened is the plant itself fell down and stayed parallel on the ground and forcing all of the buds now to grow the opposite direction so that when it finally got stood up again and allowed to grow normally, everything had grown crooked.
Yeah.
So by you pruning it now, and the plant knowing which way is up, the new bud should grow straight up and down.
I did support it with like a metal fencing. I kind of straightened it out and leaned it against it so it's straight up. And all the other big branches are going out because it did get quite large, but it was more like a laying down shrub. I don't know if I should trim those right down. I usually take off about two-thirds on my butterflies in the spring. And I didn't know if I should take them right off or not. I've got, like, one main one, and I got it pushed up, so it's going to go straight, hopefully.
Okay. Yeah, so, I mean, the thing that you want to do is you need to be able to train that plant so that it will grow correctly without looking terrible in your garden. So if it means that pruning it like you did now should stimulate the plant to grow correctly. And then what you can do is, as the new growth develops, any of these branches that are really growing crooked, remove some of them. And then next year, remove more to allow the ones that grow correctly to take command of the plant, and that way these crooked branches can slowly be removed. But you're right. When you have a butterfly bush, if you can cut it back by half or maybe even a little bit more every year, you end up with a plant that's going to give you a lot more branches, going to be more flowers, going to be a lot showier, and you get a chance for the plant to develop a nice thick main stems so that it can hold those flowers straighter. And that way your garden will look a lot neater. So you did the right thing. But again, once the new growth starts, anything that grows crooked, take it right out and only allow the branches to grow straight up to form on that plant. Thank you, Diane. George, who's up next?
That would be Elaine, and she's got a update for you on her Frank Linear.
Okay. Elaine, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul.
Good morning.
Thank you so much for having me on this morning. I wanted to update you on the Frank Linear tree that I transplanted per your directions.
Okay.
It's doing very, very well. We had a lot of rain last summer, so that was advantageous to it, putting on considerable new growth. Along toward the middle to late August, I think it started to put on a bud. But the bud never developed. It grew to about the size of maybe a dime, and then it mm-hmm. appeared like it just plain blighted. I'm wondering if maybe it was too late in the season for that bud to develop or what?
I think it was probably a combination of developing late on the plant, but also being that you transplanted it last year, it probably didn't have enough time to get all of the roots established, because for buds and flowers to form on the top of the tree, if the roots are not doing their job correctly, then the buds have a problem during the fall, during the winter, and then especially in the spring. So have some patience, and normally when you transplant something like you did, the Frank Linear, it does take a year and sometimes as much as 3 years if you didn't get enough of a root system. But as long as it's leafy, it's produced some new growth, you're in for a thrill with buds for this coming and next season.
Imagine a fertilizer that gives you a lush, beautiful lawn and a safe place to garden with the grandkids, play fetch with Fido, or chase butterflies with Fluffy the cat. It's Bradfield Organics, and it works with nature, not against it. Bradfield Organics is pleasant to use. No waiting, no worries, just beautiful results. Now in 5 varieties.
Now, a natural way to protect your lawn from Japanese beetle grubs without using chemicals, the product is called Milky Spore from St. Gabriel Organic. It's made from a bacteria that will kill the grub in the ground. Apply Milky Spore now, and just one bacteria eaten by the Japanese beetle grub will multiply to 3 billion new spores when the grub dies. Milky Spore is safe for pet, the environment, you, and your family. All natural, all season grub control, Milky Spore.
For safety, you lock doors, set alarms, buy antivirus software, maybe even have a watchdog. Do you care as much about your air and water? Lock out harmful poisons from entering your body with airandaqua.com. Using purification devices from airandaqua.com allows you to enjoy safety and security with every breath you make and every sip you take. For free shipping on purchases, discounts, and newsletters, visit airandaqua.com or call 866-380-2782. Shop airandaqua.com and purify your life.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
Did you rob Bill Gates? DidYouRobBillGates.com is a worldwide internet system that can bring you both immediate cash and long-term passive residual income, earning thousands of U.S. dollars every single week. This automated system works for you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, around the planet without inventory, shipping, billing, selling, or credit stress. Powerful and effective, our co-op marketing program works for us, and now it can work for you as well. DidYouRobBillGates.com is your global system for real success. Time to enjoy your life. Time to enjoy your family, travel, sports, fun. Bring the perks back to your life. Moms and dads worldwide, even those with zero experience, all plug in and watch in amazement as DidYouRobBillGates.com delivers success and abundance to their lives. Now, no matter where on earth you live, get to DidYouRobBillGates.com right now. www.DidYouRobBillGates.com. www.DidYouRobBillGates.com.
I love gardening. What I don't love to see is deer and rabbits destroy my beautiful plants.
Why let your garden be destroyed? Plant Skid Repellent protects your garden, trees, and landscaping from wildlife damage. Made in the USA from 100% organic environment and pet-friendly ingredients, Plant Skid is the number one, most tested, most effective, and longest-lasting deer and rabbit repellent you can buy. It lasts up to 6 months over winter and 3 to 4 months during the active spring-summer growing season. Unlike other repellents, Plant Skid will not wash off in the rain and is guaranteed to outlast and outperform all other repellents. Plant Skid is OMRI-listed organic and is proven effective protection from deer, rabbits, squirrels, and other small rodents. That's why Plant Skid is used by leading forest companies, nurseries, and conservation agencies, and is member-tested and recommended by the National Home Gardening Club. Locate a dealer nearest you at PlantSkid.com. Proven plant protection, guaranteed, or your money back. Go to PlantSkid.com. That's Plant, SKYDD.com today.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number is toll-free, 800-259-9231. Remember, spring is this coming Saturday. We've waited a long time for it to arrive. It will be here before you know it. With today, with the hours changing, because we've spring forward, we've lost an hour. But, boy, I'll tell you, it's going to make things a lot better tonight, because it will be brighter for a lot later into the afternoon and into the early evening. Wednesday, St. Paddy's Day. So remember to get out the green and put this other date in your calendar. July 17th. July 17th is going to be the garden tour. in Kennebunk, Maine. It's called The Gardens, The Hidden Gardens of Kennebunk, and all the proceeds will go for the Child Abuse Council of Southern Maine. And it will give you a chance to come up to Maine, enjoy some beautiful gardens, and also come into my yard to see what my yard looks like. So write that date down, July 17th, and we'll have information on the website as we get closer to the event. But it's a great day, and all the proceeds will go for prevention of cruelty to kids and help train them and the adults how to treat them a lot better. George, who's up next?
I got a call from Dan, and he's got some questions about a hibiscus.
Okay. Dan, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul. You have a great show. I really enjoy it.
Thank you.
Calling from Cape Cod, where we not only have lost an hour, but we've lost electricity, but thanks to a cell phone, I can reach you. Oh, we've got a problem that, an issue. We've had the hibiscus and mandevilla out on the deck for several years, and of course they die in the winter, so this past fall it decided, well, put them in the basement and see if they survive, we have nothing to lose. Well, they're now showing some signs of life, and I don't know what to do with them now.
Okay. Well, you should be bringing them out of the basement and putting them near a window. It doesn't have to be a window that gets sun all day, but they need to begin that growth process. And being in the cellar, the new growth is probably either a white color or a yellow color.
Right.
So bring them upstairs, put them near a brightly lit window, and give them a good drink of water with a liquid food. So if you have any Miracle-Gro fertilizer, give them a good feeding with that.
Okay.
Now, both the mandevilla and your hibiscus, they love to be fed. And mm-hmm. this is what I do with mine. I get busy during the spring and summer, just like you. So what I do is I buy a product called Osmocote. It's spelled O-S-M-O-C-O-T-E. Looks like a little BB. And you're going to put a teaspoon depending on the size of the pot. So if it's a good size container, you may need two or three teaspoons or even tablespoons of the product. And for a hibiscus, it will last for about 3 months. For other plants, it will last longer, but hibiscus are very hungry, and they'll pull the food out of it faster. So you put that in there, and every time it rains, a little bit of the food, or every time you water, a little bit of the food will ooze out of that little BB-shaped pellet and fertilize the plant. The other thing that you want to do with the hibiscus and your other plant is to make sure that every 2 weeks you give them a liquid food. Hibiscus is a plant that the more you feed it, the more it's going to flower. So give them a good liquid feed with some Miracle-Gro right now, and then prune it back a little bit. If you've got any branches that take your fingernail from your thumb, scratch through the bark. And if the branch is brown, keep cutting it until you hit good green tissue underneath the bark. So you may have a branch that's 6 feet tall, and it's only green at the bottom 3 feet, but that's okay. Buds will break from the 3 foot mark and replace whatever died while it was asleep in your basement. So cut it back, shape it, feed it, and then give it a few weeks, and you're going to see that things are going to grow. And then at that point, you may need to do a little bit of additional pruning. But give it. And the other thing that you want to do that will help you, Dan, is the side of the plant that faces the window this week, next week, spin it so that it's now facing inside the house so that the backside is now getting some direct light on it. And that will make the plant more uniform in appearance in the long run. But if you can start to water it, give it some good food, pamper it a little bit, do some selective pruning, within a month from now, you'll have nice big leaves on it, and it's going to look just like it did before you put it in your basement to go dormant during the winter. And then put it outside when the threat of frost is over. On Cape Cod, it's around the 1st to the middle of May. And make sure that every 3 months you put these little pellets in there. That makes a big difference. And if you can use liquid food as a second, like a 1-2 punch, you'll have beautiful, beautiful flowers. Thank you, Dan. We appreciate the phone call. George, who's up next?
That would be Jan, and she's got a prune tree that isn't producing enough fruit.
Okay. Jan, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Hi. How are you?
Hi. I'm good. How are you?
Good. I have a very wet garden. It's unusually wet. It's at the bottom of a hill, and it's kind of a marshy land beyond that, but this particular spot seemed to grow grass really well, so I rototilled it about 3 or 4 years ago, and the first year I had a good garden, second year I had a good garden, and then last year it was just so wet and marshy, I mean, mucky, nothing grew in it. I try to do organic, and I throw leaves and compost and everything I can find, horse manure, cow manure in there, and just kind of fill it up. But now it's really mucky, like it was last year. It literally produced nothing.
Right.
So my husband said, give it up, and he said, just forget the garden and do containers or something. But I really like the bigger garden.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I'm the same way. Back home, it's my wife and I. And the garden is as big at our yard as it was when we had our three sons living with us and my Aunt Ruth. I have just as much fun because I can give produce away. And to me, I just enjoy it to see people's faces when I give them fresh picked peppers, fresh picked cucumbers. You know, they glow when you do that. So I have a huge garden. But last year, Jan, was a real disappointment. And I don't care how good of a gardener you were, there was nothing you can do. We had 21 inches of rain in New England during June, July, and August. 21 inches. Normally we get 6, okay? So we were over 3 times what we normally get. We also had the coldest summer ever recorded. A combination of the cold, the cloudy weather, and the rain, the gardens just didn't do very well. And again, it was no matter what you did, there was nothing that you could do. This year's a new season. First step for you to do is go down to your local garden center, and you want to pick up a product called Soil Logic Liquid Gypsum. Liquid gypsum will come in a spray bottle that all you do is you just screw it onto the hose, turn on the water, and spray it right on your garden. And I would do, if you've got some left when you're done treating the garden, spray like a 3-foot area all the way around the edges of the garden. And the gypsum will open up the ground to get rid of the excess water. It does not affect the water that you need. It gets rid of the excess. And that's going to make a big, big difference for you. I want you to continue adding leaves, compost, animal manure. If you are close to the ocean, go to the beach. And with the storm that New England is getting right now, with possibly as much as 5 to 6 inches in place, the ocean is angry right now, and it's taking a lot of seaweed and throwing it on top of the beaches. So when the storm is over, grab some trash bags, go to the beach, pick up all that seaweed, and if it's near a seawall where the waves are beating it, it's going to be in small pieces. If it's just on the beach, try and get the small stuff. Lay it on top of your garden with a pitchfork, work it into the ground, And it's like adding peat moss, except that the seaweed is full of the goodness of the ocean. And the ocean is the perfect growing medium. Nothing is better than the ocean. And you'll be okay. So don't listen to your husband. Say, honey, we had a bad year. This year's going to be better. Paul told me so. And I'm going to grow you some of the best vegetables that you've ever had. So don't get discouraged. We all have bad times. And last year, everybody had a bad time. Okay? So don't give up. Containers will come when you can't bend over anymore. But for now, get out in that garden with the liquid gypsum. And then if you can get some seaweed to add to it, or just keep making that compost, you'll be in great shape. And coming up at 8 o'clock, we're going to talk with the compost tumbler. And this is the most incredible gardening tool I've ever had. It will make 2 wheelbarrows of compost every 2 weeks. And all you do is you fill it with animal manure, if you have animals, leaves, pine needles, weeds, grass clippings, any kind of greens like that. And in 2 weeks, you've got wheelbarrows of fresh compost. Thank you, Jan. George, who's up next?
That would be Phil. He's got some questions about when to prune.
Okay. Phil, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul. Listen, I'm trying to save / rejuvenate a forsythia plant that my late father planted 40 years ago. He planted.
Okay.
We live on Nantucket, very close to the water, so he put it on the north side of the house to keep the direct sea breeze off it, and,
mm-hmm.
and which means it doesn't get all that much sun. And
right.
What it is now, it's about, call it 8, 9, 10 feet high, but there's no leaves, no flowers, or anything from 6 feet on down. I assume that's because it's really only getting sun most of the time at the top. Is there anything I can do outside of just taking some clippings and trying to get them started somewhere else? Is there any way I can prune it?
Yeah. The thing that's happened is over the years, it hasn't been pruned. And because it hasn't been pruned, it only flowers on the new growth. So what I want you to do is this. We're coming up on a break. I want you to hold on, and we come back. I'll give you a secret that will help you to have forsythia in bloom like you've never had before. If we can help you, 800-259-9231.
Having a healthy, beautiful lawn isn't hard. In fact, it's as easy as 1, 2, 3, 4. Hi, this is Ashton Ritchie from Scotts. With Scotts' 4-step annual program, having a great lawn couldn't be simpler because it takes the guesswork out of giving your lawn what it needs when it needs it. Scotts' 4-step distills it all down to just 4 applications you make throughout the year. 4 bags of the precise mix of nutrients your lawn needs at the precise time it needs them. 4 easy steps that take you just minutes, yet give your lawn what it needs to be its best all year. To solve problems like weeds, bugs, and thin spots, and help it be the healthy, beautiful lawn you and your family want. The time to get started with Scott's 4-step? Now. So get to your local hardware store or garden center today and get a great Scott's lawn. Easy as 1, 2, 3. You get the idea.
If you ever made compost in the backyard, it's fun, but a lot of work and well worth it. You can't use kitchen waste or the animals will dig up your compost pile and make a mess. If you put a lot of weeds in your compost pile,
yeah,
does it get hot enough to kill the weed seeds? It must be 160 degrees to do that. Are you spreading your new compost with weed seeds in it? This spring, join 250,000 gardeners and make compost in the compost tumbler. The compost tumbler will change kitchen and yard waste into rich, weed-free compost in just 2 weeks. Not a year like the compost pile.
The compost tumbler will hold 6 30-gallon trash bags of yard and kitchen waste, and in just 2 weeks, make 2 wheelbarrows of rich compost, about $50 worth of bag compost. Bring the soil back to life and grow healthier plants with less disease problems. Go to www.paulparent.com, click on sponsors, then compost tumbler for information and special discount price codes. The compost tumbler at paulparent.com.
Afraid to answer it? Afraid to answer your door? Did you know that debt settlement, bankruptcy, and attorneys will cost you about 10 times more than you would legally be required to pay creditors? These are not ways to help you get out of debt. They are expensive payment plans. And if you're in debt already, does it make sense to load yourself up with another payment plan? Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt in 90 days, guaranteed. And that's the website you need to visit right now. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com is the quickest solution to debt relief on the planet. If you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt, student loans, or difficult mortgage situation, we can help, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Why is drinking pure high alkaline pH water the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Because alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using AlkaVision pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to an alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
Your forsythia plant. The reason that it's so tall, it's of course on the north side of the house, so it's getting some shade, so that it's stretching to grow even taller, and it probably has not been pruned in many years to be that size. So what you want to do is this. I would go outside today, bring some pruners, and cut a bunch of branches about 2 to 3 feet long, tip branches, and bring those branches in the house, put them in a tall vase of water, and those branches will have yellow blossoms on your kitchen table in about 2 weeks. Now, you can either cut back the plant now or wait until it finishes flowering, and you've waited this long, you might as well wait. As soon as you see that the forsythia is beginning to drop flowers, I want you to take that forsythia plant and I want you to cut it back to 4 to 5 feet from the ground. And when you first do it, it's going to be scary. But you have to say to yourself, I'm doing this for your own good. And just take your loppers and just chop it. And it's going to look terrible. But what's going to happen is new shoots are going to develop. So don't let the plant start to make green leaves. As soon as you see that the flowers are looking a little bit tired, cut it back. Or cut it back now and give all of the new growth to friends and family members, neighbors, and they can put it in a tall vase of water and they can have a flower show ahead of schedule. But you have to say to yourself, I'm doing this for your own good. Cut it back. It will sucker from the ground. It will sucker new growth from the branches that remain, and it will come back and look absolutely beautiful. I will give you an example. Many, many years ago, when I was in college, we had burning bush on both sides of the front door, and they had gotten out of control. And you had a tough time to come in the front door because they grew to be about 6 feet tall. We took those burning bush, we cut them down to 3 feet and created somewhat of a shape to it. But we cut them to 3 feet. The next year, that plant produced 2 feet of new growth. It was under control. It was thick. It was dense. And it didn't block the walkway to go up and down the stairs. So there's times that you have to say, that's enough. You need to be this size and no bigger. And you can either do it now and give the branches away or wait until the flowering starts to look a little bit dirty and a few things. But you need to do it before the leaves come out for the best results. Thank you, Phil. George, who's next?
That would be Neil, and he's got a question about lawn care.
Neil, how can we help you with your garden?
Hey, Paul, how you doing?
Good. Good morning.
Morning. Last year, I had just finished up an addition on my house. So I had to dig a foundation, and I pretty much lost my whole lawn, basically. And I didn't get a chance to get to it last year. So I guess my question is, when do I start planting this year? And I did last year because I didn't get to it. There's some, you know, some grabgrass came in, some weeds grew. But I cleaned it up pretty good last fall.
Right. So you want to start working on your lawn now and on shrubs also?
Right.
Okay. Well, the first thing that you should do is you're not going to be planting shrubbery probably for another month. A lot of the nurseries are now digging and getting ready to ship to the retail nursery. And normally the end of March, shrubbery is coming in like crazy and during the whole month of April. So what I would suggest that you do is mark out the area where your planting bed is going to be. And if you want, put down a thin layer of bark mulch so that you'll know where the flower bed is going to be. Use a garden hose and lay the garden hose so that you can figure out the shape that you want, curves and whatever. Keep it so that it's easy for you to mow, but use the garden hose. We'll tell you more after this break.